He's Modern Smoker.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us. We are at the Detroit Auto Show, better known as the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, alongside Adrian Hallmark, who is the Global Brand Director for Jaguar. Adrian, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Bob.
Well, you guys have had certainly a spectacular year with lots of cool launches, both on the production side as well as the concept side. Let's go back to the latest concept vehicle, which was introduced in Europe and then shown in Los Angeles, the CX-75 in celebration of Jaguar's 75th anniversary. And certainly this is a real futuristic vehicle, and everybody seems to love it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think we capture people's imagination with something that people didn't expect us to do a concept car in the first instance. But to do something that was so different with these two miniature gas turbines that rev up to 80,000 revs per minute it just caught people's imagination. And that is quite apart from the outstanding design language that the car clearly exhibited. So, yeah, we've been very positive about the response to that concept. And as you may have known, as a company, we've already invested, since the feedback we've had, in the gas turbine manufacturing company to see if we can help them to make it a series production technology for vehicles.
Wow, that's very exciting news. And certainly Ian Callum, who has done such a wonderful job in penning all of the modern-day Jaguars, did such a great job of incorporating some DNA from Jaguars of the past, but also a very fresh design with that concept vehicle. Let's talk about the other big launch in recent days from Jaguar, and that's the XJ. You guys have had a worldwide hit with this. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the reception to it.
It's not surprising, but it's delightful that we see such a response. We clearly set out to create a car that was avant-garde, not really copying something we've done in the past. We wanted to be bold, and we wanted to be daring, and we wanted to be different. And in this segment, it's quite difficult to do that because the market for large premium sedans is quite well-defined, and there's a lot of good products already out there. So to come out with something that really cuts through and has a personality from day one, is a big challenge, and I think Ian and his team absolutely surpassed themselves in that regard. So from a design point of view, the car is stunning. The architecture of the car, you'll probably be very well aware, is all aluminium.
Mm-hmm.
So the agility and feeling of lightness of the car is truly incredible. So it may look great, but when you experience it, it's even better. And the depth of the quality of the car, the technology, and the feel of the driving experience just gets better and better the more you experience it. And the great news is that right now we're in the process of launching a super sports version just after we've launched the original version. And that car will have over 550 horsepower.
Wow.
Supercharged V8. And I drove one on the way to the airport to come here this last week. And again, it takes you to a different dimension. So XJ, it's positioned well in the marketplace. Acceptance is amazing. We've won awards in every country, more or less, and top-level awards for this car, and there's more to come. And we're through the launch process, and now, 2011, we start to sell.
That's fantastic. So that will be the most powerful, the Jaguar. That outpowers both the XKR and the XFR, 550 horsepower. That's going to be quite significant.
Yep.
Let's talk about the XFR. Why don't we touch on that? This is a vehicle that was launched not that long ago, and certainly the XF has rolled out to great reviews, and certainly for 2011 you've made some minor adjustments there with the addition of the 375 horsepower engine as standard equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great move.
Yeah, absolutely. And the XF clearly was the first step in this redefinition of the Jaguar brand. And if you look at the design language of that versus previous cars that we've built, it was a modern statement. It was respectful to Jaguar's heritage, but it didn't copy anything we've done before. XJ takes that on another dimension. Now, of course, XF has been in the market for a couple of years, and the engine developments are interesting, but in the coming year we'll also have other developments for that vehicle. Particularly for Europe, it's very important to have a smaller diesel engine.
Yes.
That will be coming. Yeah, and we have a few other tricks up our sleeve in the model year as well, which I won't talk about too much now. But rest assured that come next model year, about halfway through the year, there's even more enhancements for XF to give it a further push on an already successful basis.
Adrian, let's look a little bit further down the line. There have been some rumors of a upcoming small sports car from Jaguar, as well as a replacement for the former entry level vehicle, the X-Type, kind of a 3 Series BMW-esque fighter. I know you can't tell us everything, but tell us a little bit about the future direction of the brand, the expansion of the brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think the first thing is that clearly, we won't grow the brand volume significantly by building lots of sports cars, because if you look in the total car market around the world, the sports car segments are 10% of
yes.
the sedan segments. Having said that, the image of the company, and an image of any company, is enhanced massively by the right kind of sports car offer. In terms of the volume basis of the company, then price is one clear way of developing the volume. Another way is developing new markets, and another way is going into more segments, not just by price but by body styles. But certainly we need a generation of cars, a family of cars below XF.
Yes.
And if we look around the world at what are the big segments, body styles, in terms of volume, then that's what will drive our approach. So clearly sedans are very important. Wagons are important in some markets, but they're not important in America, of course. And this new genre of crossover SUV is also an important segment to watch, to review, and to consider. And again, we've not made decisions clearly on exactly which car at which time. In the coming months, those decisions will be made. And I'm in a very fortunate position that the company has committed huge resources and investment to new products. We're developing the technologies for the bodies and for the powertrains for this smaller family of cars, but they're not yet firm. So there's still time and opportunity to influence those strategies.
Wonderful. Let's throw a question at you that might be a little bit difficult, but nevertheless, I'm tempted to ask you, so I'm going to go ahead and do so. Adrian, explain to us in your own words what a Jaguar vehicle represents.
It's a good question. It's actually one of the first ones that I have to address systematically as well as emotionally. Most people, if they've ever been in an older Jaguar, the first thing they'll talk about is the smell of the leather, or the look of the wood, or the look of the la la la. It's a sensory experience, but it's not just what you see and what you touch. It's also the way our cars drive. The engines have always been interesting, let's say. Torque at the right point in the rev range, fantastic noise, and an engaging experience. So that the whole sensation of being in the car has got to be connected to the road, but protected from the environment, but almost taking the consumer, the driver, to another level of car experience. And this is difficult to explain, but it's somehow we've got to bring mechanical and electronic items to life. That's the second part. And the third, we've got to have clever technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean gimmicks. No longer do classic premium or luxury brands stick to what they did. They're in every price segment, every body segment, and delivering all kinds of technologies in every one of those segments. So for Jaguar to just rest on what it once did is not acceptable. For Jaguar to have technologies that aren't leading edge is not acceptable. We've got to have leading edge technologies. We don't need everything that everybody else has, but aluminium structures, lightweight engineering, highly efficient powertrains, and from an internal perspective, a clever use of technical components or modules for the vehicle that go across numbers of cars, so that it makes it easy to build, economically viable for a small manufacturer.
Well, we can't wait to see it. Adrian Hallmark, the Global Brand Director for Jaguar, thank you very much for spending time with us here in Detroit.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage will continue.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services. ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car. New, used, old, or high-mileage vehicle. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volts. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 28, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $13.1680. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.5130, $6.7565 for a half ounce, or $3.3782 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.5130, $6.7565, and $3.3782.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. You're listening to our extensive coverage of the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, joined by Dave Lyon, who is Executive Director of Global Design with the GM Design Center. Dave, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Snowing a little bit here in Detroit, but this is not unusual.
No, it's actually pretty light for the auto show. It seems to always hit us this week.
That's true. And you guys always seem to hit us with a wide variety of cool concept vehicles, and this year is no exception. You've got two, one from Buick and one from Chevrolet. Let's begin by telling all the listeners across North America about this very interesting Buick concept.
Yeah, we're this really is the debut of a new vehicle for Buick, the Buick Verano. And what we've done is we've taken really some of the attributes that has made Buick really very successful in the last couple of years. And I say that not just because, you know, I work for General Motors and I love Buick, but it is the fastest growing brand, automotive brand in the U.S. right now. And a lot of that is based on the success of the Enclave crossover and the LaCrosse sedan. And just last year, we introduced the Regal. And the Verano is really this third sedan in the lineup. And the concept here is all Buicks have, I think, a really interesting combination of attributes that we've brought to the compact class of vehicle for the Verano. Beautiful design, mm-hmm. absolutely going for timeless design. And, you know, and we feel pretty good about that. I mean, the Enclave is actually selling more now than it was even when we launched it. Usually there's a real decay, you know, something's hot for the first year, and then it kind of tapers off. We focus on these things being universally beautiful and having a very progressive but still timeless look. And it has really been resonating with customers. You couple that with a very warm, inviting, luxurious interior
mm-hmm.
that is absolutely library quiet. And you offer it a little bit less than most of the standard luxury brands. And it's been a great formula for us. So you take those attributes and you put it onto a compact vehicle. And right, most people that buy compact vehicles, they buy them because they need that... they need the efficiency, you know, they may not have as much space, but the cars aren't always a real reward, you know, they're not special. And, you know, for somebody that's been in maybe a larger car or an SUV and would like to pare down a little bit and drive something more efficient, they can do that really without giving anything up. And we're also seeing a lot of people, maybe at the other end, who are younger and are getting at a point in their lives where they're able to give themselves a reward. They don't really see themselves as, you know, an Autobahn driver and, you know, spending their money that way, but they'd like to get, you know, a more luxurious car, but they could never see themselves in a big car or a truck. And we really think that this is kind of a unique place in the market. And you know, from my standpoint, obviously, my focus is on just this is the prettiest car in its class.
Well, that's a definitely an interesting story that you've told us, because you know, having the most beautiful car in its class is no easy accomplishment.
No, I'll tell you, when you have you know, a beautiful long sedan or a sports car, you know, my job's a lot easier. I'll tell you. On a compact car, you know, people still want to be able to have a usable back seat. You know,
right.
Still wants to be a usable trunk, but overall size can't be that big. There are a lot of things that we've done with this car to be able to make that claim. We've taken the windshield and moved it very far forward. So this is a very sleek center line. You know, from the nose of the vehicle, it just slips beautifully up over the windshield and then back down through the trunk. Very aerodynamic. We pulled the wheels outside the body a little bit to give it a more planted stance. It looks more stable. And that also gives us a lot of room for beautiful body sculpture, which, again, you know, you look at a lot of vehicles in this class, they tend to be a little bit more slab-sided. You know, it's all about efficiency. It's very rational.
Mm-hmm.
This is a far more emotional car. I mean, you look at it, we want people to have a strong emotional reaction. And then when they see the interior, and they go, "Oh my gosh, you know, there's no way I can afford this."
Yeah. Right?
And then we
you shock them.
Tell them that they actually can. It's that's been the hook with the Enclave, with the LaCrosse, and with the Regal, and we're really hoping to be able to repeat that again with this Verano.
Sounds fantastic, Dave. Tell us about the Chevrolet Sonic, another very important vehicle here at the show.
It is. It's a very important vehicle. This is Chevy's new small car, and it's it's a vehicle that has a ton of personality, right? This is really the replacement for the Chevrolet Aveo, which is really one of the first cars that size really offered in North America. And the car's done well, but this vehicle is so new and so dramatic of a departure even from that car that we really had to give it a new name. It's got a great planted stance on the road. We have it as both a five-door hatch and a four-door sedan. And it just has a ton of personality. It's not trying to be a small version of a big car. It's very happy to be a small car. It has a really exuberant, dramatic, youthful presence and body side sculpting. There's a lot of motorcycle reference throughout the whole vehicle. The gauges inside, there's, you know, a single large round tachometer on the steering column with a reconfigurable display, kind of cantilevered off of that, really just like any of the sport bikes you've spent some time with. The headlights are each individual headlights. They're not, you know, optics behind a lens.
Right.
So the whole thing just, it feels very sporty, it feels very dynamic, and it feels very youthful.
And again, as you pointed out, you know, designing a smaller vehicle is much more challenging than designing a larger vehicle. Simply, the canvas isn't as big, and you don't have as much leeway.
No, it's true. And you really, it is a bit more difficult. But on the other hand, especially like for the Chevy Sonic, it's not. It frees you from having to do all the traditional things that we do to make a car pretty, and that's really where I think it gets a lot of its unique personality. The car, you know, it looks dynamic, it looks lightweight, it looks very nimble on its wheels, and that's really where, you know, where the beauty is, as opposed to these long, beautiful, drawn-out lines like you'd maybe expect on a Buick.
Excellent.
Now, the nice thing I'd add just about both these vehicles, just to show how much things have changed at, with General Motors, we're actually building both of those cars here in the U.S. We will be.
Wow.
And, you know, that never would have been possible before, but we can actually do it now and have a positive business case. And I'll tell you, it's a testament to how far we've come.
Absolutely. General Motors certainly has come a long way in a very short period of time. And I think one of the key elements behind that change is the fact that there are a lot of really good people working within the General Motors brand, including yourself.
You know, I've worked here for 20 years.
Yeah.
I got to say. And, you know, it's been a rough time, but the cars and trucks have just never been better. And I'm just so proud of the vehicles we're launching now.
Very well said. He's Dave Lyon, Executive Director of Global Design for the GM Design Center. Dave, thanks for your time here, and look forward to seeing the vehicles. I haven't had a chance to take a up-close and personal look, but I will this afternoon, and look forward to getting you back on the show.
Great. You're welcome.
We'll take a time out, and then more from Detroit.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month, but you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, alongside Anthony Falk, who's Audi's product manager for the A6, the A7, and the A8. Anthony, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The big news here in Detroit is the all-new A6. I was doing a whole lot of radio here yesterday. Today's going to be my day to walk around and see it in person. So paint a little verbal picture for me and our listeners around North America.
Okay, so the A6 is the all-new generation of our mid-sized luxury sports sedan, the A6. It's a completely new generation. It's a sedan that fits above an A4, yet below our flagship A8. It's sporty, elegant, and prestigious exterior with an interior that has, the Audi's known for its interiors, and with this new generation of car, we really bring that to another level. It also brings really exciting things like lightweight construction to the segment. It has an aluminum body with a steel frame, and that has really gone into every aspect of the car to make the car as light as possible. We don't have the official U.S. figures yet, but we expect it to be a little bit lighter than the predecessor, which is pretty rare in the auto industry to be able to try and stop this spiral of increasing weight. And it also has an all-new array of driver assistance systems, safety systems, and it's a new generation of car, and it's a great new car to drive and a great addition to our lineup.
I understand that there's going to be a hybrid variant of this vehicle as well.
Yeah, we did debut a hybrid yesterday. That's it's a four-cylinder turbo with an electric motor attached to it, a 211 horsepower gasoline motor with another 45 horsepower electric motor on top. That's today what we're talking about at the auto show for the U.S. is a 3-liter supercharged V6 is our core model, and we'll have announcements further in the future about what our further lineup is for engines. But if you look at Audi, we have drivetrains from very efficient 4-cylinder turbos to V10s. We also have diesels. We're very strong believers in diesel in this market, as well as hybrids. And then you can see from our e-tron lineup that's coming in the future that we really will have a drivetrain that really fits the need, the application, or the segment within the U.S. market.
Let's talk a little bit more about the interior. Audi, as you pointed out, has really become the industry leader when it comes to interior design. You guys have really set the bar quite high. And you said with this new generation of the 6, the A6, you have taken it even further. Tell us a little bit about the interior. What are some of the differences between this A6 and the previous generation?
Well, the first thing that I think you'll notice when you get in the car actually is the MMI, or the multimedia interface that you have within the car. This, the A6 and the A7, which is pretty much a sister car, they both have our completely new MMI generation that we first introduced with the A8 a couple months ago. And with this, we have what we call MMI Touch, which is a touchpad that has handwriting recognition, so you can use handwriting to input navigation destinations, to write numbers in for radio stations or address books, things like that, contacts. So this is a completely new interface. We also have the traditional control knob that you can use, that the proven Audi MMI, but we also have this new generation of the MMI Touch, which is a very exciting thing to bring in. It's great to bring it into the top luxury segment, but we're also bringing it into the mid-size luxury segment that nobody else has.
Boy, that's very exciting. Let's also tell our listeners a little bit about some of the unique features you mentioned. This vehicle's got a lot of safety features and a lot of driver aid features. Tell us about some of those.
Well, the first thing that's completely new for Audi in the A6 and the A7 is the our head-up display. So we now have a high-resolution color head-up display that is shown right out in the in front of the driver. This is combined with our night vision assistant that has pedestrian detection. So with night vision, the car can look out about 1,000 feet, 300 yards, and it can recognize pedestrians about 100 yards out. So it will give you, it will highlight a pedestrian in yellow if a person is walking down the side of the road or running. And if the person runs out in the path of the car, it will highlight the person red and give you a beep or a tone to let you know, hey, you should pay attention to who's out there.
Wow.
That, in addition to our full driver assistance suite that we have that's now on the A6 and the A7, this includes adaptive cruise control with stop and go. As part of this, we have radars and a camera that that keep your distance to the car in front. But what's really interesting about this, it also has emergency braking. So if you are about to hit somebody, if you don't recognize the traffic in front of you, stop, the car will give you a braking jolt to warn you that something critical is happening. And then if you don't get on the brakes quick enough, it'll go into full emergency braking to try and stop you from hitting the car in front of you. Also, in the rear, we have radars in the back that if you're stopped and someone's about to hit you from behind, the car will prepare the occupant space, closing the windows, closing the sunroof, pulling the seatbelt pretensioners, putting the hazard lights on to warn the person behind that, hey, traffic stopped.
No kidding.
To try and mitigate any potential accident that could happen. And all of this is part of what Audi calls Audi PreSense,
yes,
which is a completely new safety system that you may have heard about on the A8, but this is also now in the A6 and the A7. It's a system that really, I like to think about our cars being able to either feel that something's going wrong when driving through the stability control, if they feel a skid or something, or they can see through all the radars, sensors, and cameras that are around. They can see what's going on around them. And depending on the equipment that's fitted on the car, we can have a full suite of assistance systems to try and make your driving as easy and fun as possible, but also as safe as possible.
When will the new A6 be available in Audi dealerships around North America?
The A6 will be available in the summer. We don't have an exact launch date to announce today, but the A8 just went on, the all-new generation just went on sale around Thanksgiving, and then the A7 goes on sale in the spring, and then the A6 comes in the summer. So we really have a full suite of all-new product coming into the top half of the luxury category.
That was a gentleman from Audi telling us all about the upcoming new vehicles, and certainly I had the opportunity to check them all out at Detroit Auto Show. My favorite of the ones that he mentioned, they're all beautiful. The A8, had a chance to spend a week in that vehicle, and certainly the best A8 to date. The new A6, significantly improved in every fashion over the previous generation, but the one that I like the best is the A7, and this is kind of a coupe-esque sedan. It's a five-door. It actually has a hatchback, but it doesn't look like it has a hatchback. And sat in that vehicle, and typical of Audi, just an exquisite interior. And I think all three of them are going to do quite well, A7, A6, and A8. I've just returned from the Arizona auctions, and tell you a couple little factoids about that, and throughout the broadcast I'll tell you about some of the other highlighted things that went down at the Scottsdale auctions. Of course, with the economic slowdown for the past couple of years, the auctions have felt it's back up for 2010, although not up to the years of the boom years, let's say, of 5 or 10 years ago. But some of the stars of the weekend, this went off for charity. A chance to make history when it auctioned off a brand new Chevrolet Camaro SS convertible that carried with it the right to kick off the ownership experience by driving the parade lap at the Indy 500 on May 29th. A person by the name of Addison Brown of Arizona made the winning bid, $225,000, with proceeds going to the David Foster Foundation. And that's an organization started by the songwriter and producer to help families in search of organ transplants. So a cool thing picked up there, cool vehicle, and a cool experience going out to Addison Brown of Arizona. Straight ahead, more of Detroit. I'm Bob Long.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Fragan, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And right now we are joined by the program manager for Auto Web Content, senior automotive engineer at the Automotive Test Center for Consumer Reports, Jake Fisher. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired, but I'm managing.
And, well, it's definitely a very busy day here. Started quite early and lots of important unveils. I've been stuck in my broadcast locale, talking to lots of cool people, but unfortunately I haven't seen a whole lot of the press conferences, so tell me what's been some of the surprises and some of the cool stuff that you've seen here today.
Well, I mean, it seems interesting that every car seems to be everything to everyone. I mean, there's all these combinations. It used to be, you know, the car for young people, the sporty car, and then the big luxury car. Now we got a small luxury car from Buick, and we got the jumbo Prius, that's fuel efficient but has lots of room in it. We got, it just came from Tesla, and they're, I mean, offering this super car that runs on electricity. It's 300 miles on a range. It costs $50,000. It's everything. So it's really interesting seeing all these different combinations to, you know, every niche and really getting everything for everyone.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's a kind of a confusing place right now in the automotive marketplace. Let's talk about some of the awards given out earlier today, the North American Car and Truck of the Year awards. First off, following suit of many other publications, the Chevrolet Volt. What do you think?
Well, the Chevrolet Volt certainly seems to be the most decorated vehicle of the year. I mean, it's amazing how many awards it's chalking up. I think it's the most gold medalists in
yes,
the Olympics in terms of how many awards it's gotten, which is interesting because it actually hasn't, you know, been in many customers' hands.
No.
We actually have one at Consumer Reports. We purchased one.
Wow, you are one of the few.
We're very special. Yeah, it was tough because we got to go incognito too, so we didn't actually tell them who we were. We just got on a waiting list real early.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely an interesting vehicle. It's offering something that no one else has done before.
Right.
And I think that's really what we're talking about here. It's not your normal hybrid. It's not just an electric car. It's something different. Now, whether or not that something different really makes sense for customers, we're going to have to see. Our test track's in Connecticut, and
it's cold there.
Yep.
It's very cold.
Yep.
And when you run this vehicle in cold climates, you're going to run an electric heater, which does run some of those batteries
sure.
down pretty quick. So, you know, perhaps out in Connecticut is not the best climate for the vehicle.
That's a real world climate, though.
So, I mean, I think as we live with the vehicle, as more people really drive with it, really understand the advantage of the car, but also mm-hmm. maybe the shortfalls of this.
Exactly. When I arrived here in Detroit very, very early this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and picked up my press vehicle, I mean, I had to run the defrosters. I had to run the heater, the seat heater, the navigation system, and of course I had the stereo going. So in an electric vehicle, that might be a little bit of a problem.
There's a lot of electricity. That, they talk about, 40 miles on those lithium-ion batteries, but every little piece that you're doing, like you said, you run the wiper, you run the
exactly.
anything, it's using that electricity.
And the truck of the year. Now, this is kind of a funky award between you and I because, many other entities do the Sport Utility of the Year and a separate Truck of the Year, but the North American Car of the Year jury, great award that it is, kind of lumps it all together. And so we have the Ford Explorer winning the Truck of the Year. However, it really isn't a truck.
I mean, before, what do we have? We had the Transit Connect was
that's true.
Before, it's really interesting. I mean, it is an SUV. It's the SUV that I think people really are interested in. I mean,
it's true.
Or, I mean, that's such a household name.
And yeah.
They almost kind of started that segment.
Yep.
Of this is the family SUV. And to see it finally transform into really the right vehicle.
A more modern incarnation.
A modern incarnation yep. of the Explorer. Not throwing away the name like they did with the Taurus and then there's the Fusion.
Yep.
I mean, I think Ford really did the right thing. You know, we know Explorer. We like that name. It was old. It was long in the tooth. Now it's going to be the proper vehicle that it drives like a car. Get better fuel efficiency, still has the room, does what you need it to do. Maybe it's not going to climb up a mountain, but I'm not sure how many people are doing that anyway in their floors.
That's true, or any SUVs, to be honest with you. Let's talk about some of the important goings-on within Ford. Ford continues to roll out some interesting products, including this latest C-Max, which is kind of like a Mazda 5-esque vehicle that meets Focus and Fiesta design philosophy halfway, and I haven't seen it myself, but what do you think of the C-Max?
Well, it's a very, very cool vehicle, and I mean that it makes so much sense. I mean, it's a vehicle you can start 7 people around. They're a hybrid version of it, a plug-in hybrid version of it. We're talking excellent fuel efficiency, carry people, carry cargo. I am not convinced it's going to do very well in the market, though, because, there are many vehicles that come and go that make sense, but styling and style is such a big piece of it. So, I mean, you take station wagons, for instance. I like station wagons. People don't buy them.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And vehicles like the Mazda 5, which I'm a big fan of, doesn't really do too well in the market, or the Kia Rondo.
No
one really knows what that is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a 7-passenger, small vehicle, does what you need it
yeah.
to do.
Swiss Army knife, fold the seats and pop one through the windshield, and there you go, you can put a sofa in.
Yeah, exactly. These vehicles make a lot of sense. They're popular in Europe. Whether or not they can catch on here, I think the C-Max, I think they're very smart by offering the hybrid version, because what we do have a lot of people write to us, and, we're going to design the cars for my consumer reports, but basically they're looking for a 7-passenger vehicle with great fuel efficiency. And that's something that's really not available. I mean, there aren't hybrid minivans out there. Toyota tried with a 4-cylinder minivan. It's not very fuel efficient. They don't want to go and get a Highlander hybrid for $45,000.
Yeah.
So here's a vehicle that really does make sense to people. We'll see how it does, though.
Definitely. The Chrysler 300 reinvented, or at least a midlife update, significantly reinvented. The president of Chrysler, the new president, just told me they spent $10 million on this vehicle. I'm very curious to see how it's going to do. I'm very curious to see the look in person. They've done some interesting things with the headlights. I understand the interior is quite well done. How do you think this is going to do in the marketplace?
Well, I mean, you talk about styling, that's something they always had done well. In terms of the marketplace, I mean, the issue with that vehicle is it's playing a different game. I mean, you look at most midsize sedans and such, you know, there's a certain architecture about
yep.
front-wheel drive and such. Now, this vehicle, now, it's really what you say, if you think about a midsize sedan, it's not going to get the fuel efficiency that you're going to use to. It's not going to be on a Camry or something like that. However, it's going to be interesting if they really try to compete and people think about it in terms of a luxury car. And I'll tell you, the interior is very nice. I mean, they really reinvented that car. You know, if you think about it in that terms, whether or not you're coming out of a, I don't know, a Buick LeCern or something like that, a Cadillac DTS, even a Hyundai Genesis, it could compete there.
Yeah, going to be interesting. Also from Chrysler, we've got the new Jeep Compass, finally a trail-rated Jeep Compass. If that matters, I don't know. But nevertheless, it kind of adapting, at least from the pictures I've seen, a little bit of DNA from the Grand Cherokee as far as styling from the front. What do you think of this vehicle?
Well, I think you're exactly right. It looks like they graphed the whole front end from Grand Cherokee right on that little car. It looks a lot better. I'm not convinced the styling was what was holding the car back, though. It definitely is in really need of a stronger powertrain. Ride and handling, I understand they've made some improvements, but you know, we'll have to see.
Definitely.
A long way to go.
What's your favorite vehicle so far here in Detroit?
Well, you gotta promise not to laugh at me.
Okay.
I really want to try out the Veloster. That looks like fun.
Okay.
But that's the Hyundai Veloster, which is like this little tiny car with a 1.6 liter turbocharged, 1.6 liter engine. Dude, that looks like fun. But the Tesla Model S, I mean, that's just kind of. What they showed here was not the whole car, but basically, I mean, the car's getting more and more real. And, you know, they got the whole body shell, they're showing the suspension. They got a lot of really smart people working on this car.
Yeah.
And you look at the suspension, it is a work of art. They've got, it's brilliant the way they've integrated the lithium-ion batteries at the bottom of the vehicle, and actually a structural member. Really could be an amazing car if it lives up to the expectations.
It's going to be interesting, and it's always interesting talking with Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports. Jake, thank you so much for your time here today.
All right, you're welcome.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from Detroit around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.